This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Politicians in D.C. are focused on the next 4 days, but some are looking further ahead.
This is John Manrique, Palm Beach Gardens, checking in. And my personal finance question is, by these knuckleheads playing political chicken in Washington right now, are they going to screw up my ability to get a small business loan in the next 9 to 12 months?
A failure to raise the debt ceiling would affect every American. Economists say it could make everything more expensive, from groceries to golf carts, and yes, could muck up John's chance to get a small business loan.
That's the bad news. The good news is that one comedian made this funny rap about it. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Oh, that's going to help.
With the rap?
Yeah, that's going to help.
Makes me feel a little better.
Right. Hip-hop when we need it. Hip-hop to the rescue.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 28th.
And let's get a check of the dismal morning's top news story. The House set to vote now on Speaker John Boehner's plan to raise the debt ceiling today. Republicans are said to be rallying behind Boehner after he scolded the rank and file for not supporting his proposal. New York Congressman and Tea Party member Michael Grimm says he is reluctantly going along with the plan to come up with $850 billion in savings.
At the end of the day, it's nowhere near what I wanted. It's not even close to the numbers we wanted. It's not perfect. But when you only control one half of one third of this government, you can't expect to be perfect.
Sounds like a little compromise talk there. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says, though, that House Republicans should stop wasting time and look for a real compromise.
They know it doesn't solve the problems. Nobody believes that the Boehner problem is anything more than a big wet kiss to the right wing. And I mean the Tea Party. That's who I mean.
All of the Senate's Democrats and two independents signed a letter to John Boehner saying they won't vote for his plan, which raises the debt ceiling for just 6 months. Meanwhile, Reid's competing plan in the Senate has reportedly gained support.
Norway's prime minister says the country will look into the police response to last week's terror attacks, which have been called slow by some. And new details about Anders Breivik's arrests are coming out. Police say if Breivik hadn't surrendered as quickly as he did, they would have shot him. A new report from the American Society of Civil Engineers finds aging American roads, bridges, railroads, and transit systems cost the U.S. $129 billion every year. The report says without major infrastructure investments, deteriorating roadways and railways will cost American businesses $430 billion over the next decade.
The response to United Nations airlift of food into famine-stricken Somalia has been heavy fighting in the capital Mogadishu this morning. Four are reported dead as African Union peacekeepers battle Islamist militia. British police have arrested an 18-year-old who goes by the online name Topiary as part of an investigation into hacking groups believed to be linked to cyber attacks against businesses and intelligence agencies. The suspect is believed to be connected to the groups Anonymous and Lulsec.
U.S. Ambassador Stephen Bosworth meets North Korea's vice foreign minister in New York today to discuss the possibility of restarting disarmament talks. A NATO spokesman says American and French peacekeepers have regained control of two outposts on Kosovo's northern border with Serbia, after clashes with a Serbian mob. And the Federal Housing Finance Agency is suing UBS. The government agency says the Swiss bank cost Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac at least $900 million in mortgage security losses. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are mixed this morning after a very bad day in the markets yesterday. The Dow starts at 12,302, the S&P at 1,304, and the NASDAQ at 2,367. So throughout this hour, we're going to be taking a look at how the debt ceiling negotiations and the possibility of default could directly affect you. The New York Times' Louise Story will join us later this hour to talk about how states themselves are preparing in order to try and keep important services funded. And our friend and finance expert Alvin Hall joins us in just a minute to address and answer your questions. So if you have a question, how will this affect your retirement plan? How will it affect your tuition or your student loans? How will it affect your mortgage? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, and we'll give you the answer.